before. Yeah, the last Gemara we'll start over again from that Tesama Beis, the bottom Gemara again, said that a pilu b'toich shemayim. Here the Mishnah said a chiddush that an isha usually every time she gives birth, she has to bring a korban yoledis. She has to bring two tziporim, two birds. What's going to be though? Sometimes she can give birth a few times, and she only has to bring one korban. The case is, let's say she gave birth once. The halacha is now like she gave birth to a girl, so she's tummy for 14 days. And then there are 66 days you may tire. After the 80th day and the 81st day, that's when she first has to bring the korban. Let's say she was matul, she had a miscarriage during those 80 days. So like, it never came a time to bring a korban. And then again, she was matul again within the 80 days. So at the end, she only has to bring one korban for all these ladies. Reb Yudin, the Mishnah said, no, Reb Yudin said, the first lady, you have to bring korban for that one. Now the second one that she was mapped, she had a miscarriage within 80 days, so we overlooked the second one. But then the third one, she had a miscarriage with the second one, with the third one. Since that's more than 80 days after the first one, so for the third one you would have to bring a korban. And then the fourth one you overlook, and the fifth one you would have to bring. So that's machlokes in the Mishnah. So more says like this, the Gemara says that kishtim tzlaim, if you want to say, that the deeper Rabbi Yehuda, the current Rabbi Yehuda, that Vlad Rishon Gorim Umaylet Umaylet, therefore Rishon Mayna, therefore you count from the first one. That the current Rabbi Yehuda, which Vlad is that causes you to bring a carbon, is the first time he gave birth. So the first time she gave birth, then we have to wait till 81 days pass by. And after 81 days pass by, like that's the chiyuv to bring a carbon then. So even though she was mapped in between, so what? I look at the first one, and that's mechayev to bring a korban. So even though she had a second miscarriage in between, I overlook that miscarriage. But once the 81 days are up, then we start over again. So by the third miscarriage, that's mechayev a second time to bring a korban. That's a beauty svara. More said, well, different chom, according to chomim, v'lad sheni gorim. Like it's, she gave birth once, and now within 80 days, if she gives a miscarriage, so the second kid is what caused her to bring the korban. And Kiseida, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, it's always the last one that's mechayev to bring the korban. And therefore, she only has to bring one korban for these ladies. That's called different korban, falat sheni gorim. Umayla. So Gemara says now, therefore, sheni moina. Now, Gemara says, kishtim slam, you just want to say like this, chrup shita, it has to be that way. Hach Yisra, there's no other way to learn. So Mora says, the Chiddush is Mapelis Tumim. In the case, let's say she had twins. She became pregnant with twins, and then one had a miscarriage now, and one had a miscarriage a little bit later. So that's the Chiddush. Then in this case, I would have thought to say, the Mapelis Tumim, when she had a miscarriage from the two twins that she had, maybe Rabbi Yudla Rabbonin, maybe Rabbi Yudla would agree to the Rabbonin, that there's only a chi of one korban. And not more, and not for every second one, like you have to bring a korban. Is Kamash Lunasa Chiddush? No, that still Rabbi Yehuda argues, and Rabbi Yehuda does, even if there was a miscarriage from twins, it will be the same halacha. That for the first one, you have to bring a korban. And anything that happens after 81 days later, will be mechayev to bring a second korban. That's the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda, that even when it was twins, still we say, with the third one, you'd have a chiyuv to bring your own korban. The other Gemara says, Iborlu, you have a question like this, Yendaf Yud. Iborlu, have a question like this. The Tuma Mali Omer Rav Yudah. What would Rav Yudah say about Hilchos Tuma? Rashi says it means, Meyisle Melois Lisheni Linyan Yemei Toya. When she had a miscarriage, the second one, do we count those days for Tuma to give her Yemei Toya? What does that mean to say? The Gemara says, Me, I mean, do I say, Ad Kan Loi Komer Lei Rav Yudah. Vlad Sheni command Lesi Domi. When does Rabbi Yehuda say before that the second miscarriage we just overlook? She had a first miscarriage, so she had to bring a korban for that. Now, even though she had a second miscarriage within the first 80 days, Rabbi Yehuda held we overlooked the second miscarriage. And then the third miscarriage, that happened after 80 days, after the first one, that's Mechayev to bring a second korban. So when does Rabbi Yehuda say you overlook the second miscarriage? When does Rabbi Yehuda, is that kind of come live you do vlad shani command lesi dummy el linian corbin just that the second miscarriage just doesn't bother us with Ilchus Karbonis. We overlook the second one, and therefore the third one is Mechaibus to bring a Korban. But why Kivan the Layotza Shor Shiru Yelakrav Ba Korban? Because since when she had the second miscarriage, it was in the first 80 days, so it didn't come a time yet that's fit for to bring a Korban, or Yeledis can't bring a Korban until after 80 days pass by. So Hoyel V'chein, therefore, V'lad Sheni K'mand Lesedami. When she had the second miscarriage within the first 80 days, we overlook it. It's like not here at all. It can't be Mechaibur or Korban. Therefore, the second one we overlook, and the third one will be Mechaibur or second Korban. Maybe that should be the Svara. Avu Linyan Tuma. But here it's a question now that she became Tomei. Linyan Dam Tuma, Avu Linyan Tuma. Maybe Avu Linyan Tuma V'tayram. Amos Rule K'mand Yisidami. So maybe the second time she had a miscarriage, we look at that dam. Or mitzvah tuma tisheni, and the melo when she had that miscarriage, at that time she became tummy. So the dam lady was metamaha. So it stops. It's a mafsik. What is dummy? Or mitzvah tuma tisheni. Or mamali yimei tyro derishon. So you'll have to do now is we it's like this. When you first give birth to a girl. So midiraisa, she's tummy for the next 14 days. Then the locher is after the 14 days, she goes to the mikvah. And then any dam she sees the next 66 days is called dam tor. Midiraisa, even though she sees blood, still she's tor. So she has 66 days called yimei tyra. Now here, during those 66 days, she had a second miscarriage. So I would say now is, the time when she had the miscarriage, that dam came out then, was dam led, was metamro. It like took away from this part of the 66 days. So we'll have to do now is after she finishes that dam of the Leda, we'll have to continue on another few days to give her umamala yoyme tyra derishon. You'll have to finish up first to give her 66 days of tyra from the first one. For the money yoyme tyra lisheni, and then she'll first start counting yoyme tyra of the second one. So in other words, it'll be a little bit cool over here, that you give her a lot of more days. That even though she sees dam, I'll always be considered dam tor. I do maybe know. The Rabbi Yehuda chum rudi yislei. When does the Yehuda say I overlook the second leda? The son of the geit to luchumra to machmir to mechayev to bring a korban. Avol hachol kulhu. Or if you want to say that for tyra that we look as if there was a leda, we want to extend now to give him more days of tyra kulhu. For kula leslei, maybe that Yehuda doesn't say. Yehuda only says it lechumra to be mafresh kabonis. Rashi says, but v'yoyv yimei tumav yimei tara l'sheni mishas leidos v'elach ad maleish yimei tumav tara. Ava kula leslei liyas yimei hatuma nikroyim al shmoi disheni liyas goymrim ashlom l'rishen tachtayim. That we will say, that we don't say. Maybe Yehuda never said his avol locha lukula only lukumra. That's the shaila. Samar says Amar Rav Huna misuria toshma coming here. It says what yeledes a lady gave birth. So sheichten v'zorken oleha v'yoyim mem l'zohar or v'yoyim shmoyel l'nekeva. If the 40th day after she gave birth to a zohar or the 80th day after she gave birth to a nekeva. You let us check the Korban Pesach for if that day comes out on Erev Pesach, you could check for a Korban Pesach and Bizorik the Dam. And at night time, she could eat the Korban Pesach. Samara says the question why? Ad kan tumul ukur if it's only the 80th day, she's still tummy, so she's still mechusa kapara. Until she brings the Korban on the next day, she can't eat kachim. So how could she bring a Korban Pesach now? She's still like mechusa kapara. The Yom Rav Chizda says, I'll tell you, Mani Rav Yudi, it goes according to Rav Yudi Shita. The Yom that he says, Vlad Sheni command the Lesi Domi, that the Vlad Sheni is considered like it's not here. Rashi says, the Mukim therefore puts it home, this must Nisin, be your Ledis Tumim, the case that she gave birth to twins, she was pregnant with twins. Be Ledis Tumim Hayoim, Echod, Fisheni Lemocher, which she gave, had a miscarriage on one today, and the second twin came out the next day. To mem de sheni, so when you count the 40th day from the second leda, really that's the 41st day from the first one. For hayoyim ruil havi karbonis. Therefore, since it's the 41st day of the first one, it's fit to bring a korban if it was a zocher. Alarishan. For Yashmin, that's the Chiddush, that you could bring a Korban Pesach on this day. If it's the day, if it's the 41st day or the 81st day for Nikeva, that she is fit to bring a Korban to Tyra today, so therefore she could bring the Korban Pesach first, let somebody shech this for her, and later she'll bring a Tipurim, she'll become Tor, and then she keep the Korban Pesach at night. That's good. So Mora says that price that says 40 and 80, it means where she gave birth to, she had a miscarriage on twins, and it's 40 and 80 from the second one, which is 41 or 81 from the first one. So it goes according to Yehuda Shita. So those Vlad Sheni's command lesson, we don't count the second Vlad. So it's only negated to the first one, therefore she's Torah. But the question is, V'yamit, if you want to tell me though, that Betumah, negated is Tumah of the lady itself, Svila Leb Yehuda, Vlad Sheni command Yisidami, that the second Leda is Metamah, she does become Tamei for the second Leda. So then the question is, Heche Shechtin in the law, V'yoyim Mem L'yurta, Namin L'motzi Yochla, how could you shech the Korban Pesach on the 40th day? She's still Tamei. She can't eat from a Korbanus until the 41st day. So if you tell me now that if you agrees when she had a second miscarriage, that it gives her Tumah V'tayra, so she's not fit to bring the Korban Pesach, so how could you bring it for her? So was Elo Lav Shramina, shouldn't this be a proof that Latari Vitum is Svila Reb Yehuda, Vlad Sheni, command Delesi Dom, you know, that negate the Tum of Atari also holds, that the second lady does nothing. It doesn't even, it's not Matamar either. So therefore, the Iker is only from the first lady. And from the first lady, it's now 41 days or 81 days. Therefore, she can bring the Korban Pesach. So Chori see according to Reb Yehuda, that has no tum at all, the second Leda. So Mor says, no. I'll tell you, when I can tell you, the tum of the Tyrus, the Vlad Sheni command Yisidami. No, that negates the tum of the Tyrus, the second Leda does cause the tumah. She does become tumah because of the second Leda. The Chitan Yehi, how come this price says then that you can bring a Korban Pesach on the 40th day or the 80th day for Zohar from the Keva? Ah, she's not 50 kachim yet. So let's see, you're talking about now the Pesach habo b'tuma. Talking about now b'chlal, the Pesach that comes with tuma. Because rov with the tzibu is tamei. So since rov with the tzibu is tamei, you could bring this korban even though you're tamei. So that's why this isha could bring the korban, because even though she's tamei, we're talking about now the korban tzibu, the korban Pesach that comes b'tuma. Yeah. Even though you're tummy, still you let her bring the carbon. Yeah. For the Gemara, Omi Ochla, even if you want to say that Pesach comes with tumah, but are you allowed to eat from it? V'yotznan, we learn it like this. Pesach habo b'tumah. In case we have rova, the tzibur is tummy, so you can bring the Pesach even though the tummy. But the loch is lo yoichla menu. Zovim v'zovos nidus v'yoledus. It says clearly that people that are tummy, but for that they're not tummy mace, they have other tumors on them, they cannot eat from the korban. So still, akash, how could this yoledus eat from the korban pesach? I she's tummy. So more says the hilay achli. When do we say these zovim v'zovos cannot eat from it? That kiloy tefillin, but they didn't go to the mikveh yet. Kitan yid, that we learned by us the shech to mezerchin aleh. He was talking when she went to the mikvah already. Since she went to the mikvah, that's why she agreed from the korban. For Gemara Yochi, if so, mishmini delay hu dechazia. If so, then the isha goes to the mikvah after the eighth day. The locus, let's say she gave birth to a zohar. So she's tummy for 7 days, and on the eighth day she can go to the mikvah. So you're telling me now that once she went to the mikvah, she agreed from the korban pesach, so it could instead happen on the eighth day also then. On not only the 40th day, even the 8th day also. Samura says, no. I tell you, Mishmini, Yahweh Mishmini delayed her with Hudukhazi. Samura says, no, Mishmini lechazi. On the 8th day, she's not fit to eat from the korban yet. So, because this time holds, Tful Yahim Dizav Kizav Domi. Like, even though she went to the mikveh now, but Kozman, she doesn't get the tumor off completely, it's like a Tful Yahim of Kizav, has the same look like a Zav Domi. Here also, she cannot eat from the kachrim until it comes the 40th day. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, the yoyim nem nami lechazia. Even on the 40th day, she's not fit. because she can't bring a korban until the 41st day, so she's still considered like a yom arichtas, like one long din tumas zav or tumas yeledis here. So also she cannot eat from the korban pesach. So verse says la, you know, the yom mem chazi. I tell you, it's not true what you're saying. On the 40th day, she gave birth to a zacher. So on the 40th day, then she's considered fit to eat from a korban. Why? Because kisav this time holds. Like once it came the 40th day, that's really when his tumah goes off. Just as Allah, he starts to bring a korban, that he first brings, on the, or she brings the korban on the 41st day. But that the mechusa kippurim, mechusa korban, that's not kizav dami. It doesn't look like a tumah zav, he's tam tomei, or she's tam tomei. See, since the korban pesach was brought for tumah, she would be a lady from the korban pesach. So it's a chiluk that once it came the 40th day, then she's only mechusar a korban, then the din yoledes goes off her. Furthermore, the rov, according to rov, the yom that he holds know that mechusar kippurim dezav kezav domi, that if a zav was tomei before he brings his korban, he still has the same halachas like a zav. So the same thing would apply by yoledes also. Before she brings the korban, she still has the tum of yoledes. So look how could she find this korban over here? So Homaspit Nechim Metaros, so how's the answer to this price over here? So Marintis Omaravashi, Rova Metaros Law, Vyoim Mem Liyitzira Zohar, or Vyoim Shemainim Liyitzira Snekeva. That Rova is going to answer Nechnami. Rova was the one that said, Mechusikipurim is Lav Kizav Dami. So Rova says the case is where is the 40th day of the Yitzira or the 80th day. And Nechnami, that's good. The Mor says like this, no. All the Rav is like this. The Yom Mechusikun Nezav Kizav Dami Homas Nisnechi, how the answer to this price? On Rav Ashi, Rav Metals like this, that B'yoyim Mem Liyitzira Zohra. We're not talking about that she gave birth once and 40 days later. Here it's a Shiloh that she had the miscarriage on the 40th day of the Yitzira. In other words, she became pregnant 40 days ago. And she had the miscarriage on the 40th day itself. And Rabbi Shmuel, he grows according to Rabbi Shmuel, she to the Yom, he holds, Lezocher Mem V'yechod, the Nekeva Shemayin V'yechod. That he holds that if she's not pregnant for 41 days with the Zocher, so that she has a miscarriage before that, while she has no Tumas later. So that's why she's letting from the Korban Pesach. She has no Tumas later. And that's Rabbi Shmuel, she to the Nekeva also. She's, when does she have a Tumas later? Only if she was pregnant at least 81 days with this Nekeva. And then she has the miscarriage, that's Metama gives it to later. That's Tran the Brisa. Well, she had the miscarriage on the 40th day of the Yitzir of the creation of the kid, so therefore, it has no Tumas later. So that's why she could eat from the Korban Pesach. So Mar says, so what? So still, typically the Tumahi, Mishum Nida Belaid, she has Tumas Nida on her. So how could she eat from the Korban Pesach? Tumas Nida also can't eat from the Korban Pesach. So Mar says, no Belaid Yavishta. She gave birth without any blood at all. It was a dry birth. There was no blood there. Lady of Ishta. For the Morihochi is so, my name is, what's the Chiddush then? If it is not called like she had a lady that she gave birth, and there was no dam there, so it's pshita she's Torah. So as a matter of time, I would have thought to say, no, Eef shel psichas hakeva b'lo dam, it's impossible that a kid should come out from her womb and that there's no dam came out with it. Kamashmulon, yes. That the Chiddush here is the Efshel of Psichas Akeva Bloy Dam. It's possible that the miscarriage came out and the womb opened up and still no blood came out. That's the Chiddush that she's Tor, and that's why she can eat from the Korban Pesach. Telling Gemara says, Omer of Shmayo, Tor Shema, come in here. Pasuk says, Shishim. This is a Pasuk of Vayikra that it says that if she gives birth to a girl, first she's told me for 2 weeks or 14 days. Then the Pasuk says, V'shishim yoim, V'sheshish yomim, 60 days and 6 days, Teshav al demei Torah. That's the next 66 days, even if she sees dam, she's Torah. So the Pasuk divides it up in Shishim yoim, V'sheshish yomim. So Toshma says, Shishim. Yochel, I would have thought to say these 60 days, Bein Ritzufim, Bein Mifuzarim, whether they're straight, one after another, or whether the Mephazorim spread out, like we had before, according to Yud, it's possible, okay, that she has another miscarriage in between that makes a division in between. Tamlim. The Pasuk says, no yoim, shishim yoim, mashpat, it has to be consecutive, one after another. Ma yoim, just like a day, is rotsuf, is 24 hours straight. Is af shishim, kulim rotsufim, all 60 days have to be straight. Samura says, man, who does this price to go like? Elaim, according to the Rabbanim, shita, miyista le Rabbanim, afuzorim, according to Rabbanim, you don't have a case where it's scattered out at all. According to Rabbanim, when she has two miscarriages, you always go after the second miscarriage. So you always have to count 60 days from the second one. So it's never hefsek, you never have a division in between. Because if she has another miscarriage, you're always starting over. So from the time when you count counting the last 66 days, there's never an interruption in between. So you don't need a pastor to teach me this. El olav isn't a brace. According to Rabbi Yudhi, she's according to Rabbi Yudhi. Now, omidika yoiv loy shishim rutufim, badi adodi. Since you say now, according to Rabbi Yudah, you have to count the 60 days straight without a break in between, Shemamina, we hear a proof from here, that Chumra is called Rabbi Yudah, but Kula less late. That Rabbi Yudah holds, if you have a second miscarriage, we don't care, we don't look at it, that's only negated to Hilchus Kabonis, that we say Lechumra, he does not count the second one in order to be able to count the third one for Nuchi of Korban. But negated to Hilchus Tumah V'Tayra, to go lekula that he does not do. Therefore, we go lechumra to say that we do not make the interruption. Therefore, we have to count 66 days straight, and then you start counting the second later. You see clearly, according to Rabbi Yudah, for tumah v'tayra, he does not go lekula, but rather go lechumra. So again, so kula lesle, meaning to say, according to Rabbi Yudah, that when she has a second miscarriage, we count now the dinam of Yimei Tumah V'Tayra from the second Leda, Enechanami. He also agrees that the Chumra for Tumah V'Tayra, we only give a 66 days straight of Tayra, and we don't be mashlimit from the first miscarriage. As you clear the current of Yudah, you did not give the first one a din Tumah V'Tayra. Samur says no. Le'erlim really atay this brass goes according to Rabbanan Chiti. Le'erlim Rabbanan he. So the question was, when you need a Pasuk for it, it's impossible otherwise. The answer is v'hocha b'mayaskino. We're talking about over here liyoledes zochor mitoich shmonim shem. Man aleph. We just chazal over the last sugya again. The last gemara handling is that the last gemara wasn't given a base. The middle said that Omer of Gidla Marav that zrikas pigul is eino moitze mide mila b'kotchem kadoshim. The Gidlam Rav said a chiddush if you do a zrika on a korban with the machsheves pigul. So since it's not a good zrika, therefore it's not moitzim mide milu by kotchik kadoshim. Usually by a korban like kotchik kadoshim, not by a chatas or by an oshem, the loch is if you have hano from it, you're over nisim milah. But once you make the zrika on it, you finish the dalar avodis, then it's chale heta the kahanim allah to eat from the basar. And once the condom could eat from the breast, so the yisimila goes off it. So here, if the zrika was done with machsheves pigol, make the pigol, so this zrika does not take off the yisimila from the kotchik kadoshim. Since the condom cannot eat from it, so it still remains with its issa mila on the basa. And secondly, via the mevili de mila bekotchim kalam. The kotchim kalam we say stam like a shlomim, it's aimed lachila, so therefore there's no issa mila on the carbon. After you make the dollar of oedis to zrika, then that's kaveya that the basar is huta lachila, and the emurim is oimit to the mizbeach. So now you have to make the zrika now on the emurim, the fat that's supposed to be burnt, on that it's chal mila usually. But over here, since the zrika was done by pigol, therefore there's no like mitzvah now to burn the emurim, it's chal this the pigol on the korban, therefore gilom rabbis mechadish that the zrika that's done in the kotchim column that makes pigol does not put the yisamila upon the emurim. So this is the Gemara is the question. Yosef Abaye Abaye said the komolo lohoshmaite. He said over this halacha of Rav Gidla Merav. On this first we had Eisra Papi Yisakasha Labaye. Rav Papi Yisakasha Tabaye. He said halacha Gemara Menachis that Asherchir has had toida lefnim. If you shecht your korban toida and the korb the toida is inside the base of Migdash the right way. But for lachma chutzlachayim, the lechem, let's say, was outside the azara. So lacha is usually that b'shash yishech the korban toida. That's when you put kedusha onto the 40 lechems. But the lechems have to be inside the azara. Here that the lechem was outside the azara, the din is like kedusha lechem. The lechem here does not receive its kedusha. what's going to be shechta, shechta again the korban teider, actually korma poneho betano, before the lechems were finished baked, they were not brown like on top, so they're not called lechem yet. And the chiddush is v'afilu korma kulim, even if all 39 of them was already finished baking at the time when you made the shechita on the korban teider, they all were finished baking that it was brown on top. Chutz miyachas, only the 40th challah was not finished yet. So the kitzah b'shah shchiti did not have 40 lechems there. It's like kiddush lechem. So luckily the lechem did not become kaddish. What's going to be short? Why? Because that's halacha. You have to have all 40 lechems ready in the azara b'shah you make the shchita on the korban teida. What's going to be though shochta chutz l'zmana? You have your korban teida and you have all 40 lechems there next to you in the base of Yiddish. And you shecht now with a machshavas pigel. You shecht with a machshava to eat from it chutzlas manoi. Either achilas adam, you can't eat from the basa the wrong time, 3 days from now, or you plan to burn the imurim the wrong time. Or else you have the machshava chutzlam kaimoi. So kitzi had a shchit of psula. The din is kiddush alechem, that still the lechem becomes kaddish. So the habamino is now that kiddush alechem means that lechem has kedusha on it, that there'll be an isamila. If you have, if you be nena from the lechem, there'll be an isamila. So Alma, what do we see here? Not like Rav Gidlo Marav, that tigul maisel de mila. That if you do an avoid, even though you're making tigul b'shastis avoid, like here b'shastis shchit, you have a machshava heat from it the wrong time, which makes a psul pigul in the basar. Still, such a shchita could make an isamila upon the lechem. So as Alma Rav Gidlo, Rav Gidlo before said, let's say that by Kachem Kalim, if you do a Zerika, figol, that does not make the Murim come into Mila. And here we see Pashto, that you make a Shchita on the Korban Teida, it puts Mila onto the Lechem. Samar says, Ishtik, so Abaya kept quiet. Samar says later, Ki Yosla came with Rababa, he came in front of Rababa, when Abaya went to Rababa, Omalek, Rababa said, the Chuyu should answer like this, that the Zerika, because when did Rav Gidlo Marav say, the Loch is only by Zerika. Zerika, that's the last one of the Dalar Avoidis, and at that time it's really Chal Pigul in the Korban. So since Zerika is what makes the Issa Pigul be Chal in the Korban, that Avoidah Zerika cannot make Mila. Not by Kodesh Kadoshim, you cannot take off Mila off the Basar, and you cannot put Mila by Kachim Kalim. But Rav Gidlo's din was only by the Zerika. But over here, this halacha of Toid is talking about the Shita. So since Peshah Shchita, when you shech the Korban Teida, even though you had a Machshavas Pigul, but Peshah Shchita, it's not Chal the Yisra Pigul in the Basa yet. It's not Chal the Yisra Pigul in the Lechem yet. So therefore, it's not a Kashin of Gidul. Therefore, it says that Peshah Shchita, even though the Shchita was done with a Machshavas Pigul, it could put an Yisra Mila upon the Lechem, it could be Mekadosh the Lechem. So would that be Kashin of Gidul Amarav? Now the Gemara says, Omele Rav Ashi L'Rova. Rav Ashi said back to Rova, I have Rama Ula, I still ask the question on Rav Gidlo Marav. Because Ula says like this, Rama Ula says, the Gemara in Zvachim, that Koin made Pigel. The Habamin is right now that Bishas, you made the Kmitz of the Mincha. I mean, you had a Mincha ready that was blue of Hashem, and you had the flour and oil. And now the Koin does the first Avoidah, which is Kmitz. It takes a handful of the Mincha. And now, he had a Machshavis Pigel, Bishas, he made the Kmitz. And the meaning is that right now it's Chal and it's the Pigul on this Kemitza. It says, claim it's Pigul. It means your Kohen took his handful of three fingers full out of the Mincha. And he had a Machshava now to eat it, Chutzlas Manoi, or to burn it, Chutzlas Manoi. Now it's Chal, the Havim meaning is, Mamash Chal and it's the Pigul on this Kemitza. And all this Chiddush is that Shehenu Lagavi Mizbech, if later you put it on top of the Mizbeach, the din is Poka Pigulim Menu. That once the oil starts to burn it, the fire starts to burn it, the Yisra Pigul goes off it. And the Gemara just says, Nafkamina is, that even if later it falls off the Mizbeach, the Chachil, you'd be allowed to put it back on again. Because the Yisra Pigul came off the Kemitza. Now, but a co-part of Mizmash Mekhila, that just Peshas Kemitza alone, it's that Chal Pigul on the Mincha. Now, the Gemara says, Kemitza and the Shchita. Kemitza, you have to know it just like a regular Shchita by Korban. There are four avoiders by Korban, that Shchita, Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zerika. And by Mincha, there's also four avoiders. There's the Kemitza, there's the Nisinus, the Kli, afterwards, like the Kabbalah. Then there's the Halacha to the Mizbech, and then there's the Akhtara burning it, like a Zerika by Korban. So here it says, B'shas, the first avoider of Kemitza, is like a Chal Pigul on the Mincha. So Kemitza and the Shchita.
And so his soul should come out that b'shas shchita of the korban, if you have a machsheves pigla, should also be chal pigla in the korban right away. So his soul is still a kashan of yudlam arav. How come he says his rikas pigla does not bring the day milom? And here we see if you shaykhir a taida with the machsheves pigla, it brings mila on the lechem. So you see, an avoidus of pigla does bring mila. So how could have yudlam arav said that rikas does not bring mila? So when it says no, Amalei answers back and says, Isura de Maisla de Pigle, Nechnami, Staka not chal Pigle Bashas Kamitza, it's not chal Pigle Bashas Shita, it's Taka la Maisla Soni chal Lady Bashas Tazrika. Just Bashas you do this avoid of Shita, Bashas do the avoid of Kamitza, it's called you did an Issa now that later will bring Pigle. Later Bashas Tazrika by Kamitza or by Menachis, Bashas you make that Torah, that's when the Maisla would be chal Pigle in the Mincha. Here that it says B'shas Kemitza just means this Kemitza that was done with a Machshavas Pigol that will bring the Yisra later on to Bichal later, so that din, if it goes on top of the Mizbeach, it will be Paka. Even if later you make that Torah right now, so later when it should be Bichal, it will be Paka.
Like Rashi says over here that Miochol Etikshalei Demai Dekoma Kremitz Pigol Loyama De Kemitza Lechudei Hevet Pigol, that when you make the kmitza on the mincha of Hashem's tigul, the right then it's chal tigul. No, elo my kmitz tigul isur means the meisel the tigul means shehischu lefag of the kmitza. Dino tchilas tigul, avol heve tigul gomer ad mafag on ami bak torah. There could be when is the meisel the yisur tigul chal only later b'shas you make that torah on it. So therefore, so far we still have a kash a teres to Rav Gidol. The renders of Gidol said that the zrikas of tigul cannot maybe the day mila. That's only b'shas tzrika, because then it's like a chal v'yisra pigul on the korban. Mashenke b'shas shchita b'shas kmitza, it's not really chal v'yisra pigul yet, so therefore that could make mila on the lechem or on the korbanos. Now the Gemara says, no, top of the Avdala Raman Aleph, v'oketoni. But on this halach of Ulu, there in the Gemara in Zvachim, it ends off, v'oketoni like a law, on this it learns, v'oketoni, imacheri mevilu de pigul, huatzimu lekol shechem. As much as this kemitza has the koyach to make pigul on the shirayim, that's the luck of a regular mincha. If b'shas you do the kemitza on the avoidus of the kemitza, you have a machshavas pigul. Later, when it is chal pigul, it's not only chal on the kemitza, the yisra pigul, but it's